Chapter 34. Now Dinah, the daughter of Leah, whom she had borne to Jacob, used to go out to see the daughters of the land. And Shechem, the son of Hamor, the Hivite, a chieftain of the land, got to see her, and then took her, and laid down with her, and violated her. And his soul began clinging to Dinah, the daughter of Jacob, and he fell in love with the young woman, and kept speaking persuasively to the young woman. Finally Shechem said to Hamor his father, "Get me this young lady as a wife." And Jacob heard that he had defiled Dinah his daughter. And his sons happened to be with his herd in the field, and Jacob kept silent until they should come in. Later Hamor, Shechem's father, went out to Jacob to speak with him. And the sons of Jacob came in from the field as soon as they heard of it. And the men became hurt in their feelings, and they grew very angry, because he had committed a disgraceful folly against Israel in lying down with Jacob's daughter, whereas nothing like that ought to be done. And Hamor proceeded to speak with them, saying, "As for Shechem, my son, his soul is attached to your daughter. Give her, please, to him as a wife, and form marriage alliances with us. Your daughters you are to give to us, and our daughters you are to take for yourselves. And with us you may dwell, and the land will become available for you. Dwell and carry on business in it, and get settled in it." Then Shechem said to her father and to her brothers, "Let me find favor in your eyes, and whatever you will say to me, I shall give it. Raise very high the marriage money and gift imposed upon me, and I stand willing to give according to what you may say to me. Only give me the young woman as a wife." And Jacob's sons began to answer Shechem and Hamor his father with deceit, and to speak so because he had defiled Dinah their sister. And they went on to say to them, "We cannot possibly do such a thing, to give our sister to a man who has a foreskin, because that is a reproach to us. Only on this condition can we give consent to you, that you become like us, by every male of yours getting circumcised. Then we shall certainly give our daughters to you, and your daughters we shall take for ourselves, and we shall certainly dwell with you and become one people. But if you do not listen to us to get circumcised, then we will take our daughter and go." And their words seemed good in the eyes of Hamor and in the eyes of Shechem, Hamor's son. And the young man did not delay to perform the condition, because he did find delight in Jacob's daughter, and he was the most honorable of the whole house of his father. So Hamor and Shechem his son went to the gate of their city and began to speak to the men of their city, saying, "These men are peace-loving toward us. Hence let them dwell in the land and carry on business in it, as the land is quite wide before them. Their daughters we can take as wives for ourselves, and our own daughters we can give to them. Only on this condition will the men give us their consent to dwell with us, so as to become one people, that every male of ours gets circumcised, just the way they are circumcised. Then their possessions and their wealth and all their livestock, will they not be ours? Only let us give them our consent, that they may dwell with us." Then all those going out by the gate of his city listened to Hamor and to Shechem his son, and all the males got circumcised, all those going out by the gate of his city. However, it came about that on the third day, when they got to be aching, the two sons of Jacob, Simeon and Levi, brothers of Dinah, proceeded to take each one his sword and to go unsuspectedly to the city and to kill every male. And Hamor and Shechem, his son, they killed with the edge of the sword. Then they took Dinah from Shechem's house and went on out. The other sons of Jacob attacked the fatally wounded men and went plundering the city, because they had defiled their sister. Their flocks and their herds and their asses, and what was in the city and what was in the field they took, and all their means of maintenance, and all their little children and their wives they carried off captive, so that they plundered all that was in the houses. At this, Jacob said to Simeon and to Levi, "You have brought ostracism upon me, in making me a stench to the inhabitants of the land, with the Canaanites and the Perizzites. Whereas I am few in number, and they will certainly gather together against me, and assault me, and I must be annihilated, I and my house." In turn they said, "Ought anyone to treat our sister like a prostitute?"